All right, welcome to our podcast. I'm Daniel.
I'm Joey.
And today we got some new people with us. Can you present yourselves?
Hello.
Present yourselves, giggity.
Hey, I'm Scott, a.k.a. Zero.
I'm Chris Lowe, and I go by Lowe the Baddest.
The Baddest.
It's because I'm bad at games.
You're, like, what kind of
bad? I'm bad at games, so I don't even know why.
But, like, bad in what, like... What's your definition of bad?
You because I'm bad at
it. Like, are you Michael Jackson bad, or are you,
so nobody listens to me even on this podcast. It's alarming to me.
They want to hear the something else.
Yeah.
Well,
so
what's up? Welcome to the cast.
Yeah. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad that we're doing this.
Thank you for hosting.
Yeah. We were just going to say, like, welcoming us to your home. Like, this is my first time here. Like, man. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You were always invited.
Yeah, you were
always invited. Thank you. I'm going to show up tomorrow again.
We're staying the whole weekend.
Yeah, that's fine.
This is a good way to tell you guys.
I'm not surprised.
So, we like to start off by saying, like, what got us into gaming. So, does one of you guys want to go first?
Okay.
Explain, like, your first time picking up a controller, the first time... You got 360 no-scope in Call of Duty.
That's a deep conversation to be having.
360 no-scope?
Just to introduce yourself. Just like a quick, like, 7 sentences, maybe 9.
A haiku. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables.
No, I can't think of that.
That would be impressive.
I mean,
7.
I started off in a PlayStation with Crash.
Good man.
Beautiful.
My brother's friend was throwing away his PlayStation, and... he asked my brother if he wanted it, and he gave it to me, and then that's how I got my first PlayStation, and ever since then, I was a Sony kid, so, I mean, I've only stuck to PlayStation, I've mingled in Nintendo a bit, I've dipped my toe to Xbox, but only for Halo and Gears of War.
Did you own
that's
one?
It.
But that's all you needed for.
I literally...
Like, 360?
There was a 360.
I bought an Xbox 360. Just to play Halo and Gears of War, and once I got through the campaigns, I sold it.
Yeah.
As you should have. Beautiful.
I don't need it anymore.
You hearing that, Microsoft?
So that's my story.
It's too late for them.
Wherever the fuck you are.
You're never allowed to touch the mic, just so you know.
It's on wobbly ground.
Mic rules 101. But in addition to that, it's also on a wobbly.
It is wobbly.
That is true.
A wobbly foundation.
Only the best here in this podcast.
Yeah.
All right, what about you, Lo?
When I first gamed, I was probably borderline a baby, and it was like Super Nintendo, and I had like the Mega Man games, I do believe. And
you were a Super Nintendo baby.
Yeah, what?
Mm-hmm.
I was younger.
Man. That was me, okay? I was in them.
I started at 12.
I was six. I was like six myself, but my six is different from your six, so.
I guess that's true.
It is.
It is a classic.
It was nice. And then I think from there, you know, you had your Game Boys, you had your SNES, you know. There was a Game Gear I also ended up having.
Game Gear, what is that?
You play like Sonic on there as well.
What?
It was like a portable thing.
Yes.
Oh, it was like a
was
black,
that for the Dreamcast?
Chunky, like,
no.
Thing.
It was a Sega, yes.
Think like a Switch, but like super chunky.
It was a portable Sega thing.
Portable Sega thing. Okay.
Really?
I know.
Okay.
That
sounds like something like made up from like that Game Sphere from Drake and Josh.
These are the things that I've experienced while growing up.
That's pretty cool. What company was it? Was it like...
That was Sega.
Is Sega? Mm-hmm. Game Gear?
And so from there, I got the PlayStation. I had a GameCube. I had all that. I love PlayStation. So like him, I also had the PlayStation after all those. PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2. Didn't cop the PlayStation 3.
The PlayStation 3?
That's surprising.
That was my crossover into the Xbox 360 realm.
Okay.
And so I kicked it with them for a bit.
I feel like a lot of people did that.
Or did you just chill it with the 360? Did you get the one afterwards?
The one? The
Xbox
One. I was
just
with the 360. From the 360, I got the PS4.
Okay, okay. I'm in the same boat as you.
And I was never like the one to like to get it right when it came out. So I, like some time had passed by before I had got the PS4. Yeah. So I was playing like Charlie Murder on 360. And,
wait,
like,
what is that?
Charlie Murder.
Charlie Murder. That? You haven't heard of Charlie Murder?
I've never heard of that.
I don't. We'll play it on the screen.
It's a side scroller beat 'em up.
There you go.
See? I fucking love that Simpsons arcade like side scroller.
It's actually it's a side scroller RPG beat 'em up.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the.
You pick up items.
The Dragon's Crown game.
You played Dragon's Crown? I don't think I played Dragon's
Crown.
That's
the Atlas one.
You've played 99 Vitas.
Yeah, I played 99 Vitas.
It's kind of like that, yeah, but more in depth with like
Scott Pilgrim
items you can pick up and like equip yourself with.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
It's like Scott Pilgrim. Yeah.
Scott Pilgrim, that was a good-ass game.
Yeah.
And then I ended up from there.
I'm bringing it back, finally.
From there to the PS5. So here we are now to the PS5,
yes,
as well as a Nintendo Switch we have chilling in here.
Beautiful.
I
love the Pokemon.
Can we talk how you're scanned into a video game? Or are you guys still trolling me about that?
Scanned into a video game?
I don't know. What do you mean scanned into a video game?
What are you talking about?
Okay, so...
I don't know what
you're talking
about.
We're talking about... What's his name? I don't play Apex. But, you know, the guy that, you know... Seer.
Oh.
Can we talk about that? Or is that like...
What is that?
Touch.
I'm not in the know.
Like, tell me. I'll stop talking right now.
Have you
seen, I just want to put that story out there. Because I think that's the coolest shit ever.
Have you seen the newest
Because I think that's the coolest shit of my life.
Have you seen the newest hero for Apex?
Seer.
Yeah.
Seer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so... Before they released that character... Lo went to go get
his holiness.
He went to go get his face scanned. For EA, right?
Yeah.
For
EA Games.
For a cover, like they made it, like they're just, they gave him like obviously like a cover story. They're like, oh, we're gonna do it for this, and this for like a football game. I think they said that, you know, they're gonna.
Honestly, I done sold myself to EA, so they're using whatever they can use.
What's his name? Eric Wilson. Eric Johnson, the CEO of like EA.
I don't know who he is.
Eric Johnson.
That's not who I talk to. I talk to the Lord.
But you've seen how Seer.
Yeah.
You've seen Seer and
his
whole like aesthetic and how he like, presents himself.
Don't tell me that.
Look up Seer.
You're talking
can you look
to
up,
the
look up Seer.
Look, listen.
Is that my phone? This is my phone.
I don't know.
I don't know if you're gonna do this in post, but put it up on the screen.
I could do it in post.
Look at Seer.
You can pay real money.
Check out Seer.
To play as Lo in a video game.
It's pretty badass. You don't understand, man. Like when they first came out, I was like playing it.
Like, put Seer and Lo like.
And I literally like I turned around and looked at Lo and I was like, Lo, you know you're.
Wait,
you're in a video
real?
Game. Lo was too
my,
tired.
Mind you, I had worked like a
what
good like
you?
14-hour shift on a Kevin Hart film the day of, and so I'm at home trying to like sleep.
I'm trying to sleep,
and he's like waking me up talking about you're in a video game, and I'm like,
who?
Yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, because I was excited because he just came out, and I was like, Lo, you're in a video.
Like,
Lo,
everyone's playing at.
I was
right
like,
now.
Wake up, you're in a video game. And he was like, I was like,
there
you
are
don't
kids
understand
their parents' credit cards
to play as you.
To play as you right now.
That's wild, man.
I mean, whatever it takes. So that's the reality for me.
you gotta hop in this, like, be like. I react to my face being in the game.
He
the
did
YouTube
react,
thing.
And his reaction was.
My reaction was I was
asleep. Yeah.
I'm going
back to
sleep.
Sleep.
Like,
it wasn't even. It was
wasn't
like
even.
4 or 5 in the morning or something like that. I don't know. All I'm saying is I went to EA Games because I got booked to be face scanned. They paid me like $500. And
they
should have
given you
way.
Royalties, damn it.
No, I wasn't even like it was like a non-union.
You can't even sign. You sign like your like life away, huh?
You signed your.
That's how they do you.
And paid you out.
We just got to go on YouTube and we got to look up who is Seer, and if someone else is reacting to it, we find them.
I mean, obviously, I'm not like the voice.
Yeah.
Obviously,
but that's crazy because like
everything else.
Some of the
you just like as like the face for like because I know the girl for Last of Us 2.
Even the
who
hat
plays,
that he was wearing is
what's,
like a
what's
hat
her name?
That, like
she was just the character,
Facebook,
like
right?
She was just like the design for the character, not even the voice, and like she just like started
you know
streaming
her,
like saying like her name, like as the character plays this game. She like blew up.
What are you talking about?
I just want to say, Lo, that's some of the coolest shit ever.
Thank
I'm
you.
So proud of you, and keep doing it. Like,
that's amazing.
Know, keep going hard.
I'm
going like,
to buy Seer
yeah.
and just play as you.
Shit, like, honestly,
I'm looking
like,
for more games to be in.
I just started I just started playing Apex. Like, I'm only going to play Seer now.
It's one of the best games ever.
I mean, you wouldn't be doing me a favor, but
Apex,
your character better be good.
It's not like
he's actually.
I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna call you when I die and be like, bro.
He's not
like
I'm getting
any.
It's like my ability didn't go off, bro.
I just paid $5 for this shit.
Like the fuck are you doing?
Don't hit my inbox talking about yo. I definitely sold the bag in the game as you. I need a refund. You spent your money.
That's tight as fuck, though. Congrats,
you spent your money.
Honestly,
that's
yeah,
so cool. You gotta be him for like Halloween, not Halloween, a party or something.
Yeah,
I want to see. Like, I want to see you in his
blue
spit
contacts.
Now.
Literally, like, all you need is the blue contacts. You can wear a white t-shirt and black jeans.
Plot twist: I'm him every day.
Shit, he got her ass. Yeah. I don't even know. He just takes his shirt off, just pulls out like the fit.
You didn't even. Just
You should hit up your EA and be like, yo, can I at least get a cosplay, bro? Like, can I get something? A little thing?
No. You get nothing.
But that's dope as fuck, Lo. Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, episode 2.
Yeah, why are we called here today?
We thought what day is it?
Yeah, what's momentous about today?
Today is November 12th.
November 12th, the PS5 came out exactly a year ago.
So it
to
is,
the day.
It is the 1 year
happy
anniversary. And to this day, 70% of like people still can't get a PS5. It's this 1 year anniversary.
Bro, to this day, I still don't have a PS5.
Bro, my brother's like.
<Ba-da-da-da>.
And then you have to like, me low just like got it nonchalantly.
Yeah, no, we're not even gonna say nonchalantly, because I was diligently on them damn fucking lines. I don't know how easy it was for you guys to get the PS5.
I got it a week. I was able to put in my order a week after it came out.
That's the first,
I don't know
the first
guys,
rollout?
I don't know if you guys, I don't know if you guys know who Wario64 is on Twitter. But shout out Wario64, because this guy...
I've seen him.
Yeah, Wario64.
He's got, like, the hookups.
He has the deep.
I'm about to clock into work, and I'm just scrolling Twitter, and Wario64 is, like, GameStop bundles about to go up. I'm like, oh, shit. What's up with it, though? So I'm on the GameStop bundles, and I see a bundle. It's, like, a controller, a year of PSN. It's, like, something, $900. I'm like, fuck. I really want this PS5.
You spent $900?
No, I mean, okay, so I played, so the two games that came with it.
I mean, I'm not judging you or nothing. Don't listen.
Hear me out.
We are.
Wait, what'd you get? what'd you get? Yeah, what's the deal? What's the deal?
It came with a disc version of the PS5.
Okay, that's 500.
It came with Demon Souls. I'm
60, that's 560.
I got a fucking Bloodborne tattoo. I love Demon's
Identity,
Souls.
Yeah.
I love Demon's Souls. It came with Miles Morales. And
okay.
Then it came with
another
40. It came with a DualShock Sense, so it came with an extra.
Okay, yeah, that's another.
And then it came.
We're
with
at 680.
And then it came with a year of PSN.
Okay.
And then I think it came with a headset, like a crack.
Okay, that's like around like 800. So that's not.
I'm
bad.
Like, I really need this though.
This is
I'm
on
like,
eBay.
No, it was on GameStop.
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 Yeah, GameStop.
They definitely pimped you out.
Different, like, retails were, like,
they definitely put you
on
that corner and was like, whatever money you make, it's mine.
Hear me out. I was going to get a controller. Demon Souls is my shit. And I was going to get Spider-Man Miles Morales. So I was like, the headset I already sold. So I'm like, I was going to get everything anyways.
Mm.
So I'm like...
Yeah, but Miles Morales was already, like, technically free for the...
You're right.
They definitely pimped you out.
They pimped me out, but it was a week after release. It was a week after release. I was so thirsty for that.
This is why you gotta chill sometimes.
I think, like...
I was so thirsty.
I can see.
I think the difficulty...
I got one.
I'm looking at the thirst right now.
I played the fuck out of Demon's Souls. I played the fuck out of Spider-Man. Like, what's up?
Ultimately,
I think the difference between, like, getting a PS5, like, before release and after release, like, the difficulty escalated by, like, 300%.
It definitely did.
I remember, like, before release, like, I was just sitting there, like, on, like, playing games, going on Instagram all bored, and then I see that, that Daniel's girlfriend, Stephanie, she, like, sent me a picture, and she's like, She's like, Daniel better marry me after this. And she bought him a PS5. And I was like, I was like, where'd you buy a PS5? She's like, Best Buy. And I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to go to Best Buy. I'm going to just press buy. If I buy it, I buy it.
He also got, like, how many more? Like, 3 more after this fact?
No, because he bought one for himself.
And then he bought some more to scalp.
Yeah, and then,
so therefore, he was one of the ones against everybody else trying to get a fucking PS5.
If you're seeing this, Daniel.
Cancel the unique one, 2021, 2022, 2023. We after your ass.
Catch him on the site, there.
It's actually trending as we speak.
Yeah. Hashtag
it's trending.
Hashtag stop unique.
Cancel
stop
the unique
stop
one.
Scalping 2021. It's been 1 year.
Evil dies tonight.
Oh,
tonight.
Hey, but okay, so
that movie was funny.
We've all had the PS5 for like a year. So
yeah.
Like, what do we think? Like, exclusives, like fidelity, like general usage, like haptic feedback, like overall, like what do we think?
I think like
what are we thinking?
Haptic feedback.
What's the car feedback?
Haptic feedback. I don't like it.
The difference. In haptic feedback,
but haptic feedback. It's because I gotta activate it.
Because you have to understand, he's not.
Touched the PlayStation 5 like.
That's true.
Two or three times.
We need the context.
I feel like I've played it like.
But is it on?
3 hours
do you have it on?
I have mine on.
Only like specific games have it.
So specific games will have it. I'm not a Call of Duty head, so I don't.
If you play a first person shooter,
so much,
haptic feedback like
I have,
actually works against you.
I have,
because it'd be holding you back. You're like, shoot the trigger, damn! It's like
you have to,
like
you
extra
do have
muscle.
To pull it down harder than a little simple click, click.
Yeah,
it's
and then it vibrates too, so you're like,
no, 100%.
You're like actually hitting your own recoil, like on the spot.
I forget which game I was playing, but like you got like you hold it down slightly to like lock on, and then you like,
oh yeah,
Returnal.
Right, and then you, I don't think it was that game.
No, okay,
but like
Returnal, but
when that final click hits is when like you click and then it shoots.
Okay. That's pretty tight.
That was probably the motherfucking like game that shows you how to like use
maybe
the haptic feedback. No, the damn like game that you download for free.
Astro's Playground. It's because that's
probably
supposed to show you. So like it showcases like everything.
I keep forgetting you don't
know. I mean I do, but like y'all want me to conversate. Okay.
Oh no, I was talking to Danny, but
He spoke. Don't let him fool you.
Yeah. I'm like,
he's driving.
But he's like me, you know.
I smoke like once every seven like movie nights.
If we have to give it a score, like 1 year like review, 10 being like a masterpiece, 5 being like average, like not good, not bad, just average. Like where
I definitely wouldn't say that it's average.
I think it's like an 8.5.
I'm not gonna call it a masterpiece either, only because
here.
The shit is motherfucking big as shit.
Yeah.
It is chunky.
And I'm a traveler. I like to travel with my things, and if I'm gonna go somewhere, I'm gonna game.
Yeah,
gotta go.
Like
that's true. But also like how the PS3, like the PS3 didn't even hit until like its last part, like 2 years. Like it didn't really show like its full potential, where you're like everyone was like, oh shit, like I need a PlayStation. And that's why the PS4 like kind of like came out like breaking like records and shit.
PS4 came
out. I feel
out
like the PS5 kind of has
PS4 Slims that
no,
are doing
PS5
like.
But it was because
PS4 oversold the PS4.
Yeah, and
like
the PS4. How many years did it take for like people like to actually like get like the infrastructure and shit and like start making like incredible games for it? I feel like the PS5 at least like I think like maybe like next like 2022, we'll start seeing like announcements
games
for like 2023, 2024 games that are gonna be like
that's
groundbreaking.
No. That's what Jeff Keighley just said in an interview.
He took that shit from me.
At the game of
fuck
the
you,
year,
Jeff Keighley.
He said at this year Games of the Year award, he said we're really just scratching the surface
He's
of
not
what next gen
He's
can
not.
Do. Like we're about to see what it can really like.
Especially when you think that that PlayStation like it's
well, because it still hasn't been pushed.
It's just okay.
No.
Think about the games that just like Killzone and like the games that just came out originally for the PS4, like year one.
A Killzone Shadowfall
like,
was crazy though. The graphics
like
were crazy.
God of War, like Horizon, like the games that came out towards the tail end, like they look so much better. So it's like they're gonna look so much better as the years go on. Like developers learn the console.
Well, I mean the trailer that I just saw right now was freaking amazing.
For an indie game, right? That's
yeah,
like
that's
breathtaking.
An indie game. That's what's trippy is. Like,
we're going from like indie games like that
a,
and like
it's not a AAA.
You think like indie games back in the it's like Binding of Isaac. You think Undertale?
Yeah. Yeah,
and those are like those are record breaking like indie games. Little Nightmares, like those are groundbreaking indie games.
But this
Limbo,
is like a next gen.
And this is a next gen indie game. If this is like what indie games are next gen, like I could only imagine like how AAA like studios are gonna be using the PS5, especially when they master ray tracing and all that stuff.
And then think of all the big studios that are gonna sign those studios.
Yeah.
Like PlayStation just signed Bluepoint. They were independent.
Yeah.
Like
and they've
now,
only been playing remasters.
Now so think of all the funding they're about to get from Sony and all the dollars just thrown at them. Like, we trust you. Like, do you? Like,
yeah, just...
We saw Demon's Souls. We've seen Shadow of Colossus. Like, you guys are great. Like, just here's the money. Like, just do what you guys do best. And it's like...
Think about Naughty Dog's, like, first PS5 game.
What, like Crash? I don't remember.
No, Naughty Dog's first PS5 game, like, how,
oh,
what that,
yeah.
What they're going to bust
their,
out.
Oh, you mean, like, their first, like...
Like, fully PS5,
like...
For
some reason, I'm so tipsy, I was like, their first PS5,
like,
I heard
if not, because Naughty Dog came
into,
officially, like...
They're officially done with the Uncharted series, right?
We don't know.
Because I haven't played
Uncharted 4.
I don't
want to ruin Uncharted 4, but like
I haven't played 4 yet.
All I
could
say is
two.
If they do a new Uncharted, like I do hope that they like dabble
I
in,
hope
a,
that they
in
start,
different characters.
I hope they start a new.
I think
new.
Next year we're gonna get like if
Give
they
me a new Jack.
You know what?
That's what I want.
Jack or
Dexter
dies.
Like after
let me breathe.
That was one of the podcasts.
Like, all right, bring me a shot.
Like after, like
breathe. Don't tell me to breathe.
After the reveal that like he's Mars and
Bro. Oh, bro. Man, I've been writing articles for years, Naughty Dog. Yeah. I've been writing articles for years, Jack.
So PlayStation score, like, what would you give it? Like, 1 year?
Oh, PlayStation, I think an 8.5.
Like, what pros and cons? Like, what do you like?
I think 8.5 is, like, user interface design is a plus.
Okay.
100%. Like, I love
the
design.
What do you think of the cards?
Hmm?
You know
I like
the cards
yeah,
when
like,
you're, like, playing a
yeah,
game.
Yeah.
It's like... If you need a hint, you know.
Yeah, I like those. I think they're cool. I think it's innovative. I think developers haven't had enough time to, like, fully use them to what they could be used.
Yeah.
I like that you could, like, I like the party system now that it's, like, grown on me. Like, you have, like, a set party, and, like, you just join it whenever, and, like, it'll announce it to people on. It's like, yo, they just joined this party.
That did take a while. I remember that we didn't like it at
first. We were pissed.
We were pissed. But I think it was just because it was just different.
Yeah, it was
and
just
like
different.
We needed to learn.
But like now it's a little easier because now like you kind of have like a set thing where you're like, all right, let's invite this person. And
yeah,
if
yeah.
not, you make a new...
Well,
you,
it's nice because when there's just like...
You have
like,
to invite people.
Because like...
Artemister.
That's our special guest, Artemis.
I'll give it an 8 out of 10. I think it has a lot of pros that overweigh the cons. I think major cons are like space. Like there is a lot of space.
That's true.
Like
facts.
Yeah. Well, so I'm always deleting games and stuff. Like trying to like. I have a lot of like games on it already.
All I'm saying is they already warned you about that.
They I mean.
They didn't warn you about Call of Duty Black Ops.
I mean, if we're about to compare and contrast, like, Xbox gave you options right off the bat.
Yeah, that's true.
Xbox Series X dropped, and they're like, if you guys want more, buy the memory chip.
Do you have Call of Duty Black Ops?
I don't, but it's like, I don't have it because
you know how,
it's like
you know how many
gigabytes.
Bro, it's 220 out of the 400 that PS5 comes with. Or 500.
I like RPGs. Like, Final Fantasy VII is, like, 90 gigs, like, on its own. It's, like, so many games are, like, big these days.
Activision, like, fucked us over because, like, the one thing I had writing this year was that when Call of Duty Vanguard came out, I would download that Zombies and delete the Black Ops and finally free up, like, 300 gigabytes of space. But from what I hear, Vanguard sucks. So, like, now I can't even delete Black Ops.
Vanguard is pretty
true. I heard it's...
You heard
his
booty?
No, what I...
I've heard tragedy
where it's like
you heard it with
multiplayer is good, story is good, zombies is trash. I've been hearing that zombies is the worst part of the game, which is heartbreaking to me.
Well, like,
because they tried to like mix Outbreak with zombies in a way where they tried to make it like sporadic, so like you'd kind of be coming back to it like every round is a different type of thing. Because I think it works to a way where you get a certain amount of points and then you get a random like amplifier. I think, from what like I've read and stuff. But I guess that the map is just not good and the gameplay isn't good. in this
house.
But it
sounds like we're all pretty positive about the...
What was your score?
Like, overall.
I would give it also an 8. Mm. An 8.5 is...
Like, if you have any
my big qualms about it is just that it was a bigger system than I feel like it needed to be, but also I'm not an engineer. They may have needed it to be that big.
Do you have the digital or disc?
I have the digital version.
Oh, shit.
Thing, so.
You got the digital, bro.
The disc is bigger,
I
yeah.
I got the digital. The digital, the disc is bigger.
I kinda, it's kind of...
The disc version is better. No, I mean, not better, it's bigger. No.
Okay, so we've been in it for 1 year, so what are we looking forward to in the next year? Do you have anything like any?
I'm looking for nicer. No, I'm gonna say nicer. The content that's being put out right now it's already mind blowing. Especially when you compare it to how games were when they first came out, which
those loading times though. Like
loading times are getting.
Remember being on your phone like checking shit.
And
now
I
like,
can compare it to it because.
Instant. Yeah.
Let's say, for instance, right now, I'm playing Final Fantasy 14 online.
Mm-hmm.
And Walter?
I'm playing Final Fantasy 14 online, and the loading screens are like... But he's playing it on his PS4, and the loading screens are at least... You're waiting for a good 25 minutes before he's even loaded right. in.
So, like, I'll...
And that's a lot. That's a big difference.
Yeah, like, I'll go into a new area. I transition into the loading screen, and then, like, load steps in, like, 2 seconds later... And like loads it into the next area, and I'm still in the loading screen.
That's true. That's
for like another,
yeah.
For another
that's
few
a,
seconds.
That's something I forget. Like,
yo,
yeah, that's
you know,
true.
Like, so slow.
Playing like PS4 like backwards compatible games, like those loading times. I'm like, fuck. Like this was like, I remember doing this like a year ago, like on my PS4. Like damn, like I was waiting this long, and then playing like Miles Morales or like Ratchet, just loading in a second, like. It's so convenient. I feel like that's the biggest, like, pro is, like, convenience of the PS5. Like, how quick everything is, how snappy everything is, like, like graphics options, you know, like, they're, like, Sony's on one. They still, like, they're on top of their game, and I can't wait for next year. I think next year is going to be, like, one of the hardest years for Game of the Years, like, ever. Mm-hmm. Because games coming out next year are going to be, like...
People are delivering.
They are. 2022. Yeah. My favorite number is 22, by the way.
My favorite number is 23, so fuck y'all.
Maybe that 22 is my favorite number.
One more.
But 2022 is about to be a banger of a year with video games, and I can't wait.
My Jordan.
Speaking of new games coming out, y'all heard of VHS?
Ooh.
A new asymmetrical horror.
Have
game
I heard of it?
Coming
I've
out?
Been. No. You know, I'll be tweeting at those devs.
If you haven't checked it out, check it out soon. The beta is going to be releasing soon, and it should be getting released
in
2022.
Nice. That one looks really, really nice.
Okay.
It's like they said, it's an asymmetrical like horror game.
It's only going to be on PC.
Yeah,
okay.
It's based on like.
Okay.
Based on its title, VHS.
We are definitely a Sony PS5, PS4 household.
Okay.
That game is
going to
be PC released.
We're hoping that
but
it follows a better path than Armello. Armello, if you're hearing this, Armello devs, for 2 years I've been tweeting you and you've been promising like just at least different colored dice in the game for 2 years.
And it's never happened.
And then I remember going on Reddit and like one of the devs was just being like such a jerk to people like you'll get news when you get news like bro it's been 3 years like you said next summer like. Like, are you living in
a
the
what?
Future and you said next summer, like, 2026? Like, where are we?
I love her.
But whatever. It's a fun game. Shout out to you guys. You had a good year, but you know.
I don't even know what I had for breakfast yesterday.
Exactly. You.
Oh my God.
That's because you're a turret. It's because you're a stone and because you're a drunk. So you'll never remember what you had.
Cheers. Everyone.
To
the boys. Welcome, Scott and Lowe, to the cast.
Happy birthday, PS5.
Yeah, happy birthday,
and
PS5.
Welcome, Scott and Lowe.
Thank you for having me, and happy birthday to my lovely PS5 over there with the lovely spatial tape on it.
Ice.
That's icy.
You see that skin
on
it?
You got a keyboard?
You see that skin
on it? You got
a
keyboard?
A microphone controller?
No,
like a piano keyboard. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I play.
Okay.
He plays.
Post-session?
You probably play more than I do, bro.
Oh.
I'm alright.
I can play you some Kingdom Hearts. It's been a minute though. It sits there.
No, baby, don't go.
clean as the way that you make me feel.
Wow.
You'll have that on Apple Music in 2 months.
Wow.
That's yo, man.
That was incredible.
Yeah, she's gonna be real embarrassed.
Shivers, goosebumps.
No, okay.
That's a happy. That's
beat live, you know, Lil Juke made it.
Body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
Body, can we get some tunes up in this?
No, that's copyright. He
that's copyright.
We so we can play some tunes.
We
up
might
in
we might already get copyrighted for the that beautiful interpretation of Simple and Clean.
Doubt it.
You said Kingdom Hearts. That's what, where my mind goes.
What are some games that you guys?
Yo, Utada Hikaru, fuck that thing up. Give her her fucking flowers. Give her her fucking flowers.
Absolutely.
Who gets flowers?
First one and the second one. I don't know where she went with that third one.
The assignment.
I don't know Jesus. Where she went with that third one. She should have never enlisted Skrillex, but like, I mean, no shade to Skrillex, but she could have fucked it up on her own.
He hasn't been having his best years.
Hey, what was two though? Like my sanctuary.
My sanctuary.
My sanctuary.
Yeah.
It's crazy when that third one was announced. I got so much backlash. Like they were like, what?
I saw the funniest meme. They're like 5 hours after you play Kingdom Hearts 2. And then they show the splash screen from Super Smash Bros. When Sora was like announced. They're like, Sora is finally here. Cause you know when you play Kingdom Hearts 2,
Kingdom Hearts
it's
2,
like
Sora's
you're
like
playing
stuck.
As Roxas for like 6 hours. You're like, all right.
What's
going
on
here?
Well, if you were a Kingdom Hearts fan, you already know you're going to be playing with Roxas anyway when 365/2 days hit. So therefore, you should have known.
Yo, 365/2 days.
They left you off.
So,
still
that's probably the
Roxas
best like spin-off they had. Like right. That storyline was so good.
Let's end it.
Sora is sleeping.
So we can play some tunes. And all right. Twerk on the
walls. As you heard, we're about to end this. Play some tunes and twerk on the walls.
PlayStation 5, 8 out of 10. Sony can't wait for
8.5 for me.
5.
Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you.
Thank
subscribe
you
to the newsletter.
Us. Thank you for having us.
Follow Low the Baddest
us.
On
Low
Twitch. My boy streams Scary Game Sundays every Sunday, so be sure to check that out.
Low the
PM. Low the Baddest. He also makes music.
Plug it in. Plug
you
want to
plug in the channels?
Plug it in.
I would plug it in if you can be quiet for just a little bit.
Oh my God.
Give a zoom on Low. Zoom on Low.
So, I do stream Scary Game Sundays, twitch.tv/lowthebaddest. I also make music. You can check it out on Apple Music, Spotify, whatever you like to listen to music on. And that's just Chris Low, Christ, L-O, with a period at the end because it's a fucking statement. Listen to my track.
Hey.
Hope you like it.
There you go.
Period.
No.
Thank you for watching. Peace.